Curtis' sabre was upraised when suddenly there came a huge booming answer, which she knew was no echo.
Eulalia! We're coming! Eulalia!
Crashing through the shallows of the lakeshore, Sagax came thundering towards Cerda, swinging his massive battle axe in one paw. On the bank alongside him, Logalog and Triss ran the hardest to keep up with him. Cerda screeched to Vorto and Riggan.
Stop them! Quick!
She had her back to scare him. Swinging himself forward, he grabbed her around the back of her neck and hung on grimly. Riggan turned to run away, but Logalog's rapier, hurled like a javelin, stopped her for good. Triss put on a turn of speed, shouting at Sagax as she passed him.
The White One's mine!
Vorto's spear snapped like a twig as Sagax pulled him into the lake. The battle axe cleaved mid-air, water, and the Ratguard captain, all in one stroke. Cerda was struggling wildly in Skyrim's grip as Triss went bounding by, leaping like an acrobat. Her sword sheared the rope from the alder branch, dropping Skyrim onto Cerda. They both went down in a huddle, and the sabre was knocked from Cerda's grasp. She reached for it, only to find a footpaw resting heavily on the blade. Skyrim extricated himself and scrambled free. Triss stepped away from the blade and stood over Cerda. The Squiddle Maid's voice shook with pent-up rage as she grated at her foe.
Remember me, Princess. I used to throw turnips up for you to practice on. I'm the escaped slave who stole your ship. Well, you've chased me across the great seas and now you've found me. Pick up that sabre, stand and face me.
It was the first time in her life Cerda had faced a creature that was armed and ready for her. The others had never been a problem. They were usually bound and helpless and she'd always been surrounded by rat guards to protect her. A chill of fear ran through the pure ferris. Rising slowly, Cerda picked up her sabre. Triss circled her. The point of Martin's sword weaving and flickering about a sworn enemy, taunting her.
My father was Rock Arum, the greatest swordmaster in all the Northlands. He was slain by your family with arrows because they feared him. You slew his friend Drufo, who was old and weak. I watched you kill him. So now let's see what murdering one old creature and chopping lots of turnips has taught you, coward.
Triss deliberately lowered her sword. Cerda tried a swift sabre slash at her opponent's head. Like lightning, Martin's sword came into play, whipping through the basket-hilted sabre guard and flicking the weapon out of Cerda's paw. Triss moved back a pace.
Pick it up and try again, turnip chopper.
Cerda felt her paws shaking as she retrieved her sabre. This time, Triss allowed her two thrusts before disarming her with a similar swift twist. Logalog murmured admiringly to Sagax.
Great seasons, I never saw any beast that good with a blade.
Cerda dived to grab back her sabre, panic-stricken.